this month's Life Notes, which move you one book closer to living 12 category smart. This is Jesse Colhagen, and you're listening to the Life Note, The Four Agreements, by Don Miguel Ruiz and summarized by Marcia Joseph. As always, we'll begin with a quote. If you are impeccable with your word, if you don't take anything personally, if you don't make assumptions, if you always do your best, then you're going to have a beautiful life. You are going to control your life 100%. The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz sets forth the idea that we each operate from a set of agreements, and he suggests that it's time for us to step up and live by a more conscious set of agreements, a code of conduct that elevates us to a higher standard and allows us to live our dream rather than that of someone else. Don Miguel Ruiz has a unique background, as he was raised in Mexico amidst a family of healers. His mother was a healer and his grandfather was a shaman. Drawing upon his heritage, the Four Agreements book is based on Toltec wisdom passed down to him. If you embrace the principles of this book, it can be truly transformational, impacting your character, your spiritual life, and your daily practices as you seek to become the best version of yourself. We're excited to review some of our favorite aspects of this unique book with you today and highly recommend that you get your own copy to enjoy. Let's take a look now at each of the Four Agreements, as well as how to make way for new agreements and how to experience heaven rather than hell on earth. The first big thought, impeccability. Speak with integrity. Quote, be impeccable with your word. Speak with integrity. Say only what you mean. Avoid using the word to speak against yourself or to gossip about others. Use the power of your word in the direction of truth and love. End quote. The first agreement is to be impeccable with your word. We can explore this powerful idea just a little bit further by considering the different aspects of it. There's being impeccable with your word to others, and then there's being impeccable with what you say to yourself. Each is extremely important. Don Miguel Ruiz says, quote, it is through the word that you manifest everything, end quote. Essentially, your words create your life. Impeccability encompasses taking responsibility for doing what you say you're going to do. It also embodies the idea that you should not go against yourself through blaming or judging yourself harshly. If you break your word often enough with yourself, it starts to become part of your identity, especially if you are highly self-critical. You may start to identify with being a weak, undisciplined person. And when you do, then you've created permission to live that identity in other areas as well. There's a ripple effect, and the ripples keep getting bigger and bigger until you've created your own personal tsunami of feeling bad about yourself. So be impeccable with yourself, but also don't judge yourself so harshly. And if you're not impeccable in your word with others, for example, if you're speaking against or gossiping about others, this is also not helpful. Ruiz suggests that doing this is like implanting a computer virus that you spread to someone else, causing them harm. Instead, be impeccable with your word to yourself and to others. The next big thought, it's not personal. It's about them, not you. Quote, don't take anything personally. Nothing others do is because of you. What others say and do is a projection of their own reality, their own dream. When you are immune to the opinions and actions of others, you won't be the victim of needless suffering. End quote. That's the second agreement. Don't take anything personally. And yet, it's so easy to do the opposite of this and to take everything personally, isn't it? To some degree, each of us feels that we're the center of the universe and that everything revolves around us. We give meaning to everything as it relates to us. Never mind that your spouse might have had one hell of a terrible day at work. If they're grumpy when they walk in the door, it must be all about you. Or if someone doesn't call you back with urgency, you assume it has something to do with you. Rather than that, they're juggling urgent work deadlines. Ruiz flips this whole concept on its head and says, nothing others do is because of you. What they say and do and how they interpret things all has to do with their own agreements with themselves based on their own past experiences. If someone criticizes you, remember that they have their own agreements with themselves about acceptable behaviors or results, and those may have nothing to do with your own agreements. Perhaps they're just feeling insecure, and that manifests as criticism directed at you. Remember, it's their issue, not yours. If you do take someone's negative opinions of you to heart, Ruiz likens it to accepting poison and making it your poison. It was their poison before, their opinion, based on all of their past programming and whatever they're going through. But if you take their negative opinion and accept it, now you've taken ownership of that poison. The next time you find yourself taking something personally, stop and ask yourself, is it possible this isn't about me after all? And do I really want to drink this poison? Remember, don't take things personally. It has nothing to do with you. The third big thought, assumptions, why they don't work. Quote, don't make assumptions. Find the courage to ask questions and to express what you really want. Communicate with others as clearly as you can to avoid misunderstandings, sadness, and drama. With just this one agreement, you can completely transform your life. End quote. That's the third agreement. Don't make assumptions. Each of us processes information and conversations through our own filters, and we tend to forget that these filters even exist, that not everyone is going to see things the same way we do. We make assumptions that the way we perceive something to be is the only reality that could possibly exist, because it's our reality. Ruiz notes that this happens within our relationships. We make assumptions with our partners. Quote, often we make the assumption that our partners know what we think and that we don't have to say what we want. End quote. And then when they don't know what we want or don't do what we want them to do, we feel hurt and we say, you should have known. Because our partners know us so well, we feel like they should just be able to read our minds. Does this sound familiar? But here's a little newsflash for you. There's no such thing as mind reading. Not yet, anyhow. So just how do we avoid making assumptions? Here's an easy solution that Ruiz offers. Just ask. Be clear in your communication and don't be afraid to ask for clarification or to ask for something that you want. Rather than assuming that your spouse knows that you would love to have some quiet time on Sunday mornings all to yourself, don't assume they know that. Just ask. Okay, now it's your turn. What unhelpful assumptions are you making right now in your life that quite possibly are not true? And what questions do you need to ask or requests do you need to make instead? Take a few minutes today and challenge one of your assumptions. Until we get the whole mind-reading thing figured out, we're going to need to be a little bit old-fashioned here and simply ask rather than assume. The next big thought, always do your best in any circumstance. Quote, there is just one more agreement, but it's the one that allows the other three to become deeply ingrained habits. The fourth agreement is about the action of the first three. Always do your best. End quote. Deep down, we all want to be the best possible versions of ourselves. Self-actualized, on the top of the achievement ladder. It feels so good when we give something our absolute best, doesn't it? Even if we don't get the results we were seeking, it just feels great to know that we went all in and gave it our very best shot. Ruiz makes the important distinction that we should do our best not to get a reward, but instead we should do it for the inherent benefit of how good it makes us feel. He clarifies, quote, doing your best is taking the action because you love it, not because you're expecting a reward. Most people do exactly the opposite. They only take action when they expect a reward and they don't enjoy the action. And that's the reason why they don't do their best. End quote. Life becomes better and more enjoyable when you're doing your best. And by the way, you're certainly not going to be perfect. No one is. Yet if you're reaching for that best version of you and going all in, then you can let go of some of that self-judgment. Doing your best becomes a way of life. Yes, you'll stumble and fall, but then you can forgive yourself and get on with the process of working on being your best self again. It doesn't have to be as complicated as we make it. The next big thought, making way for the new, breaking old agreements. Quote, if you have the awareness that the whole drama of your life is the result of what you believe and what you believe is not real, then you can begin to change it. However, to really change your beliefs, you need to focus your attention on what it is that you want to change. You have to know which agreements you want to change before you can change them. End quote. There's a great expression, usually recited at the beginning of the new year, that goes something like this. Out with the old and in with the new. We've probably heard that expression so many times that we might have stopped thinking about just how important that advice can be to us. It's the same with the agreements. In order to make room for new agreements to come into our lives, we need to break some of the old agreements that are no longer helping us on our journey and that prevent us from being our authentic selves. As Ruiz emphasizes earlier, you need to decide which agreements you have that you want to change. Before you do that, you have to be aware of your own agreements and your limiting beliefs. An interesting exercise to include in your life book might be to create a list of agreements that you want to break and writing out a new agreement to replace it instead. Did you adopt an agreement to pursue a certain type of profession because your parents thought it was one you should pursue? Or did you make an agreement with yourself that your house has to stay perfectly clean and in order at all times, even though you have young kids who are bound to mess it up on a regular basis? Do you have an agreement that you can only go on big international vacations once a year, or that you have to wait until the kids have graduated, or even until you've retired? Have you told yourself that it's okay to spend $150 a month on premium television, but it's not okay to spend that same amount on healthy organic food? Just what are your agreements, and which ones are you willing to let go of? It might be time for a bit of out with the old and in with the new in your own life. The final big thought: hell or heaven on earth, it's your choice. Quote, "The dream you are living is your creation. It is your perception of reality that you can change at any time. You have the power to create hell, and you have the power to create heaven." End quote. Ruiz challenges us to live our own dream. We don't have to live in accordance with the dreams of someone else. It's our life, our dream, our choice. That's easy to forget, isn't it? It's easy to forget that we indeed have a choice. Instead, we get caught in a fog, and it's a fog that we didn't create. It's hard to see out of that fog, those clouds of someone else's expectations, or what we perceive as the framework in which we must live. Quote, "You are attached to the judge, attached to the victim. Suffering makes you feel safe because you know it so well." End quote. But is the suffering really necessary? If you are suffering, isn't it time to change something? Yes, you really do have the choice to change what isn't working for you. In fact, you can start to change today. Ruiz asks, why not live a different dream? Why not? And why not start right now? If not now, when? So that's a quick snapshot of The Four Agreements. It's a well-loved book that will challenge you to step up your own game and to be more conscious about the agreements that you choose to live by. If you're interested in learning more, you can visit thefouragreements.com. We hope you found this life note insightful. Thank you so much for listening in. We look forward to sharing more wisdom with you again soon. And until next time, here's to moving one book closer to living 12 Category Smart.